It's time for Branding Business, the only show that brings branding experts and corporate executives together to explore how branding your business can improve both your top-line growth and bottom-line performance. Brought to you by Rekus Baird. And now, here's your host.
Welcome to Branding Business with Rekus Baird. I'm Ryan Rekus, and today's show topic is focused on a CEO's perspective on creating a leading technology brand. Today's guest is William Wang, CEO and founder of Vizio. Launched in 2002, Vizio has grown to become the first American brand to lead the U.S. in LCD, HD TV sales. Their growth is fueled by constant innovation, and they continue to lead the entertainment industry into the future by launching products such as their Vizio CoStar, which transforms any HD TV into the ultimate smart TV by merging live TV and streaming entertainment. In their latest strategic move, Vizio just launched a new line of PCs branded All-in-One, which integrate the best of a PC, but with powerful entertainment features, which I'm sure William will share more about. William, welcome to Branding Business.
Thank you.
I know you have quite an entrepreneurial mindset and background in the technology space, and I'm curious as to how you started this business. Did you see a gap in the industry, or was there something else that inspired you to start this business?
Well, yeah, I've been in the consumer electronic business for the last 20-some years, and I've been focusing on computer display in my early days. So I have an engineer background, and in 2002, I saw a great opportunity of a U.S. government pushing for the new standard of HDTV, and I see all of the competitors in the industry, such as Sony and Panasonic, they're selling the HDTV at $10,000 or $15,000. Which nobody can afford. So I saw a great opportunity and I came in and I did it. I just made flat screen TV affordable.
Well, you make it sound so easy.
Well, it is pretty easy, but actually I never intended to be a businessman and never in my mind I want to be an entrepreneur. I just started the business. I think it's going to be fun and I think we can help people to enjoy an HDTV experience, and here we are, 10 years later, you know, we're doing okay.
Well, it sounds like you've leveraged your engineering background quite well to become a very successful entrepreneur. How do you look at the world of branding and marketing a product like yours?
Well, branding and marketing is the result after our hard work. And I don't believe we're here purposely try to create a brand. I do believe that we're here to please our customers. And if we have a lot of customers really happy with us, automatically people will talk about us and there will be a brand. People will remember us or appreciate us. And that's what we're here for. We're here to create a company which is serve our customer better than all of our competitors. And we want to give, if you can't offer a customer $5 cheaper product, we will not hold back. And unlike some of our big competitors really try to make more money, we're here to make money. Don't take me wrong, we're here to make money, but we're also here to offer the best value, at the same time, the best technology to our customers.
Sure. Well, it does start with a great product. And yet we've had a number of clients over the years who have an outstanding product and have great technological features to it. And with the assumption that because it's a better product, better technology, that it's just going to sell. And that's not always the case. And so you have to begin with a great product, but also then find a way to communicate the benefits of that product, not just the features, right?
Yeah, absolutely. You gotta have a great product, but yet you gotta have a product that's affordable. You know, for example, in 2002, you know, I really want to buy a flat screen TV. But my wife told me there's no way I'm going to pay $15,000 for it. So having an engineer background, knowing how much these things really cost, you know, I started building them in Asia, and I passed on all the savings. I built it for $3,000, and because we're small, because we're very flexible at that time, we just pass all the savings to the consumers. And a great technology, a great product doesn't necessarily sell. You just have to have a combination of good value, and that's what we've done for the last 10 years.
William, you mentioned you've been in the monitor space, I guess, for 25 years, and you've actually started some other companies as well that were very successful. How has your view of branding changed over that time, or has it not changed at all?
Well, the branding back then, I had a computer monitor company which I started in 1990, and it was back then it's quite different. The customer we have is more corporations. Back then, IT is more for corporations, not for consumers like today. So we had a lot of good technology, and we made a lot of we were very successful early market to the corporation, the people who can afford $2,500 PCs, who's willing to pay $700 for a computer display. It's the same thing. I mean, we try to please that particular audience, but today selling TV is a lot different than selling to 5,000 or 6,000 corporations. You know, back then, the only thing we try to do is try to sell to those corporations who can afford a bunch of high-end computer displays.
You're right. B2B branding and marketing is quite different than consumer. So let me ask you this. Having the benefit of starting a number of different companies, any advice to listeners on how to go about establishing a new company? I mean, even to the point of your name, Vizio. How did you come up with that name?
Vizio was a name of the watch, which is I really want to own. That's about 20-something, 30 years ago. I really want love that watch, but I couldn't afford it. So, and
I see a pattern here. I see a pattern here.
Yeah, so you know, so when I started the company, I said, "Yeah, I'm going to call the company Vizio." So, sounds pretty good, but at the same time, was actually a watch that I couldn't afford.
Well, it has worked out very well for you, and you know, I think it implies a nice promise. It's worked out very well. So, a question for you as well. Many times we're asked by entrepreneurs who are starting a company, when should they begin thinking about their brand and their brand promise? Any thoughts to share with our listeners on that topic?
Well, absolutely. I mean, you really had to pay attention to your companies. I mean, we're here for our customers, right? So we want our customers to be happy. And that's the number one focus for me since day one. I was hired into this industry, the computer industry, in 1986, right after college, as a customer service technical support engineer. And people will call on the phone, complain to me, you know, that this doesn't work, that doesn't work, right? So that's my first experience with branding. I found it such a pleasant experience that if they call me, I can solve their problem because they will be a very loyal customer, therefore help my company enhance our brand. So I think customer satisfaction and branding is going hand to hand. And so since day one, when I started the company, I promised myself and I told everybody in the company that we got to take care of our customers. So I encourage everybody else who want to start their own business to be extremely careful with their company's reputation, because it's a good reputation will lead to a great brand. A great brand means it's repeat customers. And it's really hard to get customers into the door, and it's going to be extremely hard if that particular customer walk away from you. But if the same customer come back two or three times, I'm sure he will tell everybody else, and your brand will spread out like a wildfire. And I think that's a typical example of that. In the last 10 years, you know, we're not Sony, we're not Panasonic, and we wasn't around for the last 40 years. We didn't spend $500 million sponsor Olympic or $1 billion sponsor Super Bowl. And however, customers really appreciate what we do. So, you know, I truly believe that if you hold on to the principle of pleasing the customer any way you can, your brand will spread.
Well, William, we firmly agree with that philosophy, and our belief is that a brand is a promise of distinction. So you need to stand out distinctly different than your competition. At the same time, you're making a promise to them that you're going to deliver that same expectation time and time again, and that's when the brand obviously becomes very powerful. And so it seems that this mindset of yours has permeated your company, and it certainly, I think, is a foundation for your success. So another question for you. Technology companies, as you develop a brand, are at the same time reliant on your next great product, and they need to consistently reinvent themselves on an ongoing basis to make sure that you continue to be relevant. Any thoughts to share with our audience on how you, Vizio?
That's the everyday challenge here. Constantly, every day, we're looking for the next best thing, the next best thing for customers. And in our industry, the technology changes so fast. I mean, our product life cycles is about 8 to 9 months. Every 8 to 9 months, we got to come up with a better product. I still remember back then when I first launched TV, it was plasma. Back then, plasma was the best technology for flash digital TV. T- today we don't sell plasma anymore because the technology doesn't attract the latest customers' demand, such as a lower power, better, no mercury, and energy saving. So we end up switching to CD and now LED. Again, that's our everyday work here in our office. We got a bunch of people here, day-to-day basis, worry about the questions just asking me, what's the next product that we can offer to consumers which will benefit them?
Well, it seems you position your company and your brand perfectly for the future, which allows you to expand beyond where you're at today, an example you just provided. Another example allows you to go beyond HDTV and potentially own the sweet spot where HDTV, computing, and the internet merge together. Can you talk a little bit about your plans for the future in that area?
Yeah, well, no, we're very aggressive in TV, as most people know, and TV eventually will be more smart than the TV from your parents' time. And with the internet, people want to access more contents anytime they want. We've been developing here at Vizio our smart TV platform for the last 3 or 4 years. I believe we probably have more smart TV out there in the field than almost anybody else in this industry. We have close to over 4 million active users, which is use our TV to stream content directly from the internet, such as Netflix or Hulu. So the TV will get smarter, and just like similar to a phone, and we're very excited that someday, hopefully within the next 2 years, all of our TV will be smart, all of our TV will be connected to the internet, so we can also offer a great variety of choices for our consumer to entertain themselves.
Well, I think your brand is positioned well to make that leap and lead the way. I think the American consumers are ready for it. Well, you've also decided to make a significant leap in your company by adding PCs to the Vizio product line, which was a significant step. Maybe you can take us through the process of making that decision.
As you know, I came from the PC industry, so I'm pretty familiar with that industry. And, I'm a big Apple Mac user. I love Macintosh. You know, the all-in-one, I love the Super Thin Mac Air. And however, coming to work every day, I got to deal with Microsoft Windows. Last 3 years, we've been looking at this space. Why there isn't any new design, innovative technology for a PC using Microsoft Windows? So we saw that as a great opportunity. So in the last 2 years, we've been working on this extremely sexy all-in-one PC, as well as this really super ultra thin and ultra lightweight notebooks. We launched this product around summer this year. We launched a 114-inch notebook, a 15.6-inch notebook, and 124-inch all-in-one PC and 127 all-in-one PC. So, I mean, we saw a great opportunity and we just did it. And we believe the customer will appreciate a better looking, prettier PC than what other competitors of ours are not offering.
Well, it seems like it's fit your other product development criteria. How has it been received in the marketplace?
It's coming up. This is we're currently waiting for the next big Windows 8 launch, and we have a pretty high expectation that with the new Windows 8 operating system, our PC lineup will do rather well, particularly was a coming fall season.
Well, I wish you the best of luck. I'm sure you'll perform well. You mentioned a moment ago that you like Apple. I always like to ask this question. What other brands do you admire out there?
You know, I love Sony. I mean, I grew up having Sony as the best consumer electronic gear that you can buy, possibly. And I really envy what they did years ago. They're not doing so well right now, but, you know, I grew up with Sony, so I really envy Sony. I really envy Nike and their innovation, and, of course, Apple. Apple's just the company everybody's envy.
Well, three great brands that, well, certainly in the case of Sony and Apple, have reinvented themselves over the year. Nike stayed pretty true to their core, but just continue to offer new products and some new product extensions. With that in mind, how far do you think the Vizio brand can stretch into the future?
Well, hopefully it's as far as possible. There's no limit to it. We got to just keep on offer the great service we've been offering to our consumer over and over again. And hopefully by doing that, people will trust us more, will respect us more, and they will wait for our next product just like they're waiting for the next iPhone 6.
Yeah, the number 5 has certainly been a huge impact for Apple, hasn't it?
Yes.
Well, you've at Vizio, you brand yourself as America's number one LCD HDV company. And now that you have that leadership status in both volume and perception, maybe you can give me and our listeners a little bit of how you and your leadership team view that that pressure. Is it a pressure to stay number one, or is there, how do you view that? Is it more of an emotional motivator to always stay a step ahead and to continue to evolve and outperform the competition?
Well, yeah, the pressure is definitely higher. I mean, after we became number one, the expectation become a lot higher too. In a way, we're not just competing with competitors, but we're competing with ourselves. And we're competing with ourselves to innovate better. We're competing with ourselves to drive even a higher value into the product we put together. So the pressure is definitely on. But we're having fun. We love doing what we do, and we have a great team of people here. They're just they love that challenge. That's the reason they joined our company, because of that challenge, right? So how do we be number one within 10 years, and how do we become even better after we became number one?
Well, that's an interesting point. We as well find that on the topic of culture and people working together, that culture is an incredible force that can drive a business forward, or it can, you know, take a company down. So how do you really impart your leadership and your culture throughout your company?
Well, fortunately, our company is not a huge company. I mean, we have about fewer than 450 people. So I think the top management, the executive team, we can reach out to almost everybody we work with frequently, and we spend a lot of time together. We talk to them, and everybody still on first name basis, and we recognize everybody's face. So it's not as hard, but it's not as easy before, because I thought it was like two or three people. And again, I truly believe to motivate our employees, our team, is work with them closely.
Well, we find exactly the same thing, and with the research we've done with hundreds of brands as we've developed them, there's a consistent finding that employees desire two primary things. First, a clear understanding of where the company's going, like the core statements like purpose, vision, and mission, as well as regular and ongoing communications from the executives around communicating the company's future division, direction, and this cultural alignment. And it sounds like you've really taken that thought to heart in the way that you've gone about growing your company from that core that you mentioned a moment ago of 2 to 5 people, now 450 people. Any further thoughts on how you get communication through to everyone? And now that you've grown to that size, it internally?
Yeah, well, I think a lot of motivation will help. And we do have this policy of ours for the last since almost the beginning, that we do the profit sharing. So quarterly, we get together with everybody in the company, and we share profits. We give everybody a bonus check. And fortunately, even though the economy is bad, Vizio has been profitable for the last few years. And every quarter, we take a lot of money out, and we share with all the employees, which is, once we motivate them, then they have even higher desire to work closer with us. And at the same time, you know, our company, we're making our mission very straightforward and simple. I found it pretty effective. We're not giving our people a lot of different things to do. We're not saying that, okay, today we're going to go after a consumer, tomorrow we're going to go after all the IT industry, and the next thing, let's go sell a lot of PC into Fortune 500 companies. We don't do that. We're very focused. We're here only focused on consumer. We're here only focused on a few direct account we have. And our mission is very straightforward. We'll provide the best value at the most affordable price. It's easier to preach that over and over again every day versus if we have a different agenda, you know. So our agenda hasn't really changed at all for the last few, since the beginning.
Well, it's good to hear that. We as well feel that focus is at the heart of branding, and sacrifice is at the heart of strategy. And for you to have a clear brand strategy that remains focused really creates a more powerful brand both internally and externally. It sounds like your employees are motivated by the opportunity to become accomplished at what they do, and then I'm sure the quarterly profit sharing only helps with that and reinforces that. So maybe you can expect more job applications after people listen to this interview.
Great.
Well, I see the Vizio brand out there more, not only at retail, but also it seems like you are getting a little bit more aggressive in your marketing. on TV, for example, and in other applications. Marketing is, you know, continually evolving and changing. Maybe you can speak just a moment to our listeners on how you and your team view marketing as a means to really position your brand in the mind of the consumer.
Yeah, well, marketing is such a broad term, and we are a marketing company, literally. We market our product every day to a consumer. As far as advertising is concerned, I look at it as just a decoration and make what we do every day even prettier. And we do TV advertising, and we do all kinds of different activities to spread our brand around. And I believe everybody in the company carries a responsibility to spread the brand around. And that's the way I look at our marketing strategy, is to focus on what we do and make sure everybody know about it.
Good. Both internal, everybody has responsibility, as well as you're willing to spend the right amount of money to reach the right amount of people. Well, Wayne, we're almost out of time, so let me just conclude with one question. As a CEO of a multi-billion-dollar organization, what keeps you up at night?
What keeps me up at night? Fortunately, we've been doing very good. I've had nothing else I'm hoping for. And, of course, like any other businessman, I want to be more successful. We want to make more money. But there's really nothing keeping me up at night these days, because I feel pretty good that we have a great team. And if anything will keep me up at night will be, how do we even enhance our team? I'm not a micromanager in this company. I believe that you build a great team, we build a great foundation, the customer will come. So, fortunately, even though the economy is bad, I sleep pretty well these days.
Well, William, you built a heck of a company, and it sounds like you got a great philosophy, vision, and culture at your organization. I'm sure you'll do well in the future, and best of luck. Thank you for being a guest on Brand New Business. Are there any final thoughts or insights you'd like to share with our listeners today?
No. Thank you. Thank you for this opportunity. I wish everybody who's listening can make a lot more money, and best of luck.
Well, I believe if you follow your passions and stay true to your philosophy and have a clear vision of where you want to go and stay true to that, I firmly believe that's the path to the success. So, William, thank you so much for your time today. If listeners visit your website to learn more about Vizio?
Yes, please. Absolutely.
Very good. Well, thank you again. That concludes our show for today. This is Ryan Rikus, and you've been listening to another edition of Brand New Business with Rikus Baird. If you'd like to listen to past shows or read our blog series, visit brandingbusiness.com. Please share your comments so we can all benefit from the discussion and varying viewpoints. Until our next show, stay focused.
You've been listening to Branding Business, the only show that brings branding experts and corporate executives together to explore how branding your business can improve both your top-line growth and bottom-line performance. To hear more, simply visit our website, brandingbusiness.com, or tune in next week to learn how you, too, can build your brand and move your business forward. Brought to you by Rikus Baird.